Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Why do you sound so grumpy, Brandon?
No reason.
Are you sure? It's the Christmas season. You shouldn't be grumpy.
Oh, yes. That is, it is, it is the festive season.
Yes.
Ho, ho, ho.
Time for festive movies.
Look what I'm wearing.
I like what you're wearing. They can't see what you're wearing on the podcast.
No, but
I can.
Yeah.
This might be in contention for my favorite Christmas sweater of yours. It is green and covered with Mickey Mouse's wearing Santa hats. I absolutely love it. It's making me super happy, actually.
Yes.
So. I'm festive today, too, but not near as festive as that.
Right.
What have you got there?
No, I'm getting ready.
Oh, you're getting ready?
Yeah.
Do you have extra reason for needing to drink today?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the trauma has faded somewhat, but... We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Well, in case you haven't figured out, Brandon endured his very first blind date with Disney. That was a lot of fun for me.
Although, I will say, I think I got off pretty easy compared to what I've made you watch in the past. So
I think I chickened out a little bit, didn't I? Went easy on you.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be easy, but it turned out not
too bad. Yeah. That's good. Well, I'm feeling awful jolly about you going through your first blind date with Disney. You're, like, less traumatized than you thought you might be?
Yeah.
Okay. Before we get to any of that, though, Brandon, what current nerd thing are you into this week?
Well, my nerd thing is going to lead nicely into my next part.
Oh. Well, let's do both at the same time.
Yes.
And what are you drinking?
There you go.
There we go.
Today, we're recording on December 1st, Hawkeye Day.
Hawkeye Day.
Yeah. Anyway, and that's the start of Advent calendar season.
Yes, that's getting to be like a big thing.
Oh yeah, we were into it before it was cool.
We're Advent calendar hipsters.
Yeah, but this year I don't have whiskey.
Nope.
Sad. Whiskey was really good, but I do have beer.
Yes.
Beer Advent calendar.
Craft beer.
And I got my first one today. Mm-hmm. And it's an American Pale Ale.
Not that I know what an American Pale Ale is.
Well, it's different than an India Pale Ale.
Apparently.
I don't know. But it's supposed to be nice, crisp, and clean. So I'm going to have that now.
Nice sound effects.
Mm, it's a nice can.
Mm-hmm. It's red and black, and it's called Brickstone? Or it's by Brickstone.
Yeah. It's just an APA. Oh, you're going to steal a taste,
are
you? I am.
I'm going to taste it, too.
Yeah, it's pretty hoppy.
Oh, I rather like that.
Yes. Yeah, it's refreshing.
It is refreshing. I'm currently drinking... Well, speaking of advent calendars, I have a gin one.
Yeah.
Well, we're sharing, I think.
Yeah, we're going to both taste them, but it's mostly yours.
It's mostly mine. This one is that boutique-y gin company.
Yeah, so that's funny because it's from the same liquor store that I got my whiskey calendar from, and there was a few that boutique-y whiskey company whiskeys. It's just a bottling service.
Right, yeah. Right. So this one is gin, and my very first one is cherry gin, and it is cherry-y.
And strong.
And it's very strong. It's overproofed. So first you tried it without water, and I went, and now I'm going to add water. So that's what I'm drinking, is cherry
sparkling
gin
water.
With sparkling water.
Sparkling water. There you go.
Very tasty. And I have another nerd thing.
Okay.
So I have now finished setting up my display for my Loungefly bags down here.
Finally.
My current display for my Loungefly bags, because there's room for more, you'll notice.
No.
No, but there is. There's lots of wall space.
Well, that's a shame, because you're on a Loungefly budget.
That's what you keep saying.
Yeah.
So, but you said that, and then my recent one I got earlier in November, and it is fantastic and happy, and I hung it today, and it is purple and Haunted Mansion. And I love purple, and I didn't have any purple ones before, so it makes me happy. And I love Haunted Mansion. I don't know if I love Haunted Mansion more or Pirates more.
Hmm.
Or Splash Mountain more. Or Small World more. Or Peter Pan one.
You're good at picking favorites. Yeah. Definitely.
So, yes, my Loungefly collection.
And then we also have some anti-nerd news, some bummer news. We canceled our first international trip today.
Yeah.
Our first international trip since the pandemic. today. We had to cancel it because it's still the pandemic.
Yeah. That is not happy nerd news at all.
No, yeah. That's why it's...
It's anti-nerd news.
Yeah. So the whole travel part of the...
This new travel podcast. Yeah. It's still postponed.
Yeah. Still getting there. Still getting there.
Yeah. One day. Someday. Okay. Moving on?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's depressing. Okay. Last, very last call. In fact, you better do it like in the next, as soon as this drops, because in the next day or two.
You have 2 hours.
I was thinking like a day.
No, 2 hours.
Okay. exactly 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm timing you.
Okay.
And go.
Oh, well, to write us a review to get a Christmas card. And that would be awesome if you did. We really, really appreciate reviews. And yeah, make us happy. Make us have a Merry Christmas.
And the Christmas cards are cute, too.
The Christmas cards are super cute. Yeah. So, yeah, your time is running out. Better get it in there. And that takes us to Hawkeye. It is Hawkeye Day today. We're recording a little early. And episode 3. Spoiler free, what did you think?
Cool.
It's so cool. Okay, so between 1, 2, and 3, is your favorite still number 1?
I mean, as a standalone episode, this one might be better, but as like an MCU tie-in, the first one's better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough to say.
This one was really awesome.
It was really awesome.
Like, so good in every way.
It had the scene that they had teased as like their prologue
on Disney Plus Day. Yeah.
And it was cool.
I liked it even more seeing it in context. And there were some little minor tweaks of stuff to it, of course. But really, really enjoyable. Disney A News Update. So I've got news for you today, Brandon.
Oh, boy.
I have a whole lot of news today for you, actually.
News!
Exactly. So, okay, let's just limit it here. The big news a couple days ago is Marvel Studios and Sony have announced that they are planning another Spider-Man trilogy.
Well, no, they haven't announced it.
Well, okay.
Okay, so, and then there was a follow-up to this.
Yes.
Basically, it was the producer of the movies who works for Sony,
mm-hmm.
said that this isn't going to be Spider-Man's last ride, and we're looking at doing another trilogy
with Tom Holland
and like in the MCU and all that stuff. And then it came out today actually that that was a little overstated.
Oh, really?
Yes,
I missed that part.
Yes, so it's not. It hasn't been announced or anything like that, but it's in the works. Like, they're still talking to each other, which is a good sign.
Right.
Because even before the last Spider-Man movie, it looked like they weren't talking to each other anymore. So
it sounded like that was it, right? But
they're both making lots of money, and they're very happy. So.
Why would they stop doing this? Walt Disney Imagineering is going to have a new president. After 14 years as the head of Walt Disney Imagineering, Bob Weiss will be stepping into a new role, becoming Imagineering's global Imagineering ambassador. They're big on the ambassadors.
That's also known as being put to pasture.
Yeah, basically.
But hey.
And he's...
Get paid for your retirement.
Oh, yeah, you bet. And he's going to be replaced by Barbara Boozer. But...
That sounds like a superhero name.
It does, doesn't it? They like that alliteration.
Yeah, exactly.
Splash Mountain at Disneyland is closing for annual refurbishment on January 10th. A lot of people are panicking that this is going to be the start of the Princess and the Frog reimagining. And that, most consensus is no. They would have announced it. They wanted to get people to do the whole, I'm going to ride it one more time thing.
Which they usually do for rides.
Yeah.
And one as big as Splash Mountain, they will definitely do. Mm-hmm. They'll make a big deal about it.
Exactly. It typically closes in January anyway for annual refurbishment.
Yeah, because all the wussy Californians can't go on a water ride in January. Oh, it's only 65 degrees. I'm so
What's
cold.
What's that in Celsius?
Like, I don't know, 20.
Oh, like our shorts and tank top. Yay, it's finally summer.
Oh, yeah. No, we would be walking around in shorts, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we would definitely go on water rides. But, you know, water rides need more constant refurbishment, and it makes sense.
Well, yeah, of course. And it's the shoulder season anyway, regardless of the temperature, so.
So my other news item is going to get resolved by the time this actually drops, and it is that the United Services Workers West Union, which represents the cast members of Disneyland Park, is going to vote on the contract offered to them by the Disney company.
For the second time.
For the second time by Friday. So, yeah. Should the contract not be accepted, the cast members will have the ability to strike.
Right. Or work without a contract.
Or work without a contract.
So, yeah, it's been going back and forth. They're trying to get higher minimum wage, but and Disney has been giving, like, going up and up. I believe minimum wage in California is $15.
I thought it was $16.
No.
Oh, okay, $15.
And they're offering $17 for starting, but the problem is they're not giving anything to the people that have been there for a long time and already making more than that, right? So that's why the union's like, no, that's no good, and I don't know.
Right. So, yeah, that's interesting. And apparently California Adventure workers voted to accept the last one offered, and Disneyland did not.
Oh, I didn't know they had separate unions.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they were saying, is the California Adventure ones was like a narrow margin that they accepted, and the Disneyland ones was not close at all. So, interesting.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Then the other one is Bob Iger, as chairman of the board for the Walt Disney Company, is going to be taking a leave on December 31st. And we have a new director named. And, oh, sorry, we have a new chairman of the board named who is currently a director. And that is Susan Arnold. So, yeah, that's new person at the helm, I guess.
Sounds like they're looking to bring female voices into the C-suite. Exactly
what that sounds like.
Which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of well-known problems with that sort of thing.
Yeah. So it's probably not a bad idea.
As long as it's not tokenism, then it's good, because that can be...
Don't pander.
Yeah. No, pandering's bad.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's kind of some Disney company news this time, I guess.
Sounds mostly positive, except for
mostly the striking
contract stuff.
Is concerning. Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. I like treat cast members well. They're awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Disney's a multi-billion-dollar company. They could probably afford to pay their workers a little bit more.
Like, especially the suit. Like, they're loyal people who love Disney, who are working there for years,
and they make all the guests' lives very, very wonderful. They bring that magic, right? So,
yep.
Yeah, pay them a living wage.
Crazy concept.
I don't know.
Disney, we love you, but we love the cast members, and yeah.
Wow, yeah, you don't win that PR battle.
No, you do not.
Sorry.
Yeah, you don't win that in any way, shape, or form. just do it. Yeah, so that's about it for the news. Are you ready to talk blind date with Disney?
Boy, am I.
I'm so happy. Hey, Brandon, did you go to blind date with Disney?
So, well, yeah, I guess that's our main topic.
Yeah. I want to hear what you think about it. I haven't seen this one.
Okay, so, yeah, our main topic. And you sent me on a blind date, the very first blind date that I've gotten to go on.
Oh.
I've sent you on a couple.
Yes.
And this one's also very festive.
Yes, that's the idea.
I told you to pick a Christmas one.
I know, and it was tough because I wanted to pick one that I haven't seen so you could explain it to me. I didn't realize how hard that would be. I've watched a lot of really cheesy Christmas movies.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing is, because when I was picking blind dates for you, I was like trying to go bottom of the barrel. I think your barrel goes down farther than mine does, because...
Fair.
Yeah, your tolerance for garbage is, I don't know, just a little bit higher, I guess. I was...
Yeah, call me Oscar, because I'm a grouch, and I'm okay with the garbage.
You're okay with the garbage. But yeah, so you had it left on my wish list. I had no idea what it was going to be, and I had to make sure this is what you were talking about, because it didn't even look like a Christmas movie.
Right.
The little thumbnail, and this movie's called Life Size 2.
Yeah, which, not the first one.
Which a faux pas. It's a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard or seen the first one. How am I supposed to follow the plot?
That's what you said. And I said, if it's actually a problem, I had a backup plan. But I didn't think the two were even connected.
Anyway, so the little thumbnail is Tyra Banks reaching through a dollhouse door, looking at a doll like she's going to eat it or something. It was very creepy. I was like, oh, is this like a horror film? I don't know.
Okay.
And so we start the movie, and, it's a house party.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's very festive. And not only that, it's like a luau. Everybody's wearing Lays.
What? That's not festive at all.
Yeah. And they're
it said it was a Christmas movie.
They're giving her. And there's this lady who seems to be like the host of the house party.
Okay.
And she's talking with her friends and or employees.
Okay.
And she seems to be a spoiled little brat.
Okay, hold on. Is this like an adult house party?
Yeah, oh yeah. They're adults. She's in her like mid-20s, I would say.
Okay.
And they're in a room getting ready for her big entrance to the house party.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're supposed to like realize that she's not like the nicest person in the world, okay. I guess, so that she can be redeemed throughout the movie or right. something
we
like
have a
that.
Character arc.
But yeah, she's got her little coconut bra on, her little grass skirt, mm-hmm. and looks pretty good in those things. That's like not bad.
This does not sound Christmassy at
no,
all.
No, not really. And she's like kind of being mean to her friends who are really nice to her, and like they're. They take a nice selfie to go on Instagram, and she posts one of her posts on the bed by herself or something like that. And it's like all these little things about how she's a horrible person. And then they're flipping through her stories, and they see a memory about her mom pop up from like mm-hmm. 10 years ago. And they're like, oh, you look so good together, and your mom's fierce or something. And she's like, makes a face and is like, my mom, I don't talk about my mom. And,
she
knows what she did, and I'm glad she's gone. Or Whoa. Something. Yeah. And so it's this whole thing. She has mommy issues.
Mommy issues, okay.
Big time mommy issues. And then we go to the house party and she starts giving her? Like, drinking like crazy.
Oh,
like,
and a Disney movie?
Yeah, like, crazy drinking. And then there's flirting and she's grinding. And
what?
Yeah. And she's making eyes at this guy that came with an acquaintance that she doesn't really like. I guess, but she likes the guy, and that's interesting. And then it flashes forward to her waking up hungover in her bed, and she doesn't remember anything.
Okay.
And that's your introduction to the main character of this film, this Paris Hilton-esque spoiled brat heiress.
Okay.
Then you find out that she's, like, CEO of this toy company.
Oh, okay.
She's inherited from her mother, who was the founder of the company and the inventor of the Eve doll.
Hmm.
Which you also find out, sort of, that I inferred was the doll in the first movie.
Okay.
That came to life, I guess.
That's not creepy at
all. For Lindsay Lohan, funnily enough. Yeah, and you do see a little picture of young Lindsay Lohan in this movie,
cute.
Like a little callback
mm-hmm.
To the first one. But yeah, you see her go to the board meeting the next day, all hungover, and the company's not doing well. Online sales are paramount, and an old stuffy doll is not a big seller anymore.
Okay.
So they're voting to discontinue product lines, and then the sleaziest board member, you can tell he's very sleazy, he's got a really ugly suit and
is his hair slicked back?
Oh yeah.
Oh nice.
Yeah. He's very sleazy fella. He's leading the charge to dismantle the product lines and stuff like that. And he's like, yeah, and we're gonna do the Eve doll as well. Notice the doll's name is Eve.
Yeah.
And the subtitle of this film was Christmas Eve. Yeah, so good.
Now,
if you get that, that's kind of the level of the humor in this
uh-huh,
movie.
Okay, all
but
right.
On the plus side, there is actually humor in the movie.
Well, that's something. Yeah.
So, anyway, she's like, kind of like, whatever, I don't care. This is my mom's legacy, but I don't like my mom.
Know what she did.
I don't know if I was just not paying attention enough, but I was pretty sure she was talking like her mom was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she's not.
Her mom's not dead.
Her mom's not dead. Because she's like inherited this company. So I just assumed she was dead. Anyway.
Okay.
They discontinue the Eve doll, and then she randomly goes to pick up this child from school, and I was like, she was a teen mom or something.
What? Okay.
But no, it's a girl that's in her rich neighborhood whose mom is also an absentee mother.
Okay.
And they have bonded over it, and she like it's like a big sister, little sister, but like
so she's not a terrible person all the time,
right? She's actually really nice to this little girl.
She has redeemable qualities.
This little girl, like, really likes the Eve doll and believes in the story that if you ask the Eve doll for help, it can help you do anything.
Okay.
And so she's kind of babysitting this girl because her mom's like off globetrotting the world as another powerful mm-hmm. woman CEO or something, whatever. Okay. Doesn't matter. And they dig through her old stuff.
The girl.
The older girl. Oh, I should tell you her name. Her name's Grace.
Okay, Grace. Oh, that's okay. Of course it is. Yeah. Not Joy or Carol.
No, okay, it is Grace. Grace.
Okay.
This movie is actually better than a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Close into the same level of cheese, but it's slightly better.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Slightly.
You're not winning me over so far.
No.
Okay, so Grace. They're going through Grace's stuff.
Yeah, they go into her closet, and there's a box labeled Gracie Girl.
Aww.
And she pulls it out, and she's got an old Eve doll in there. And then this, like, creepy-looking book.
Okay.
And it turns out to be a book of spells.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, so, like, this is the Necronomicon sitting in their closet. And, yeah, it basically...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah.
It has a spell in there to bring the doll to life. And mm-hmm. the little girl... says that we should do that.
Uh-huh.
And Grace says, I don't want to. Okay, we'll do it. Whatever.
Way to stand firm, Grace.
Yeah. So they hold a seance.
Way to be the responsible adult in this situation.
And say the magic words.
Uh-huh. Bippity boppity boo.
No. Oh. It was something else weird.
The Necronomicon.
Yeah, basically. And they have to close their eyes, of course, and the book glows, but nothing actually happens when they open their eyes. Until,
mm-hmm.
and this I found very interesting for a Disney movie, until the next morning,
oh.
she awakens
mm-hmm.
with Eve in her bed.
Oh.
But Eve is Tyra Banks suddenly.
Oh. So if you weren't paying attention, all of a sudden Tyra Banks is in Grace's bed?
Yes, Grace's bed. Oh. And they were lying in bed together,
mm-hmm.
and, well, Grace had gone out to party
because she
is like that, and she came back and she's like kind of hungover again, or at least
tired,
and she wakes up and she was like, did we sleep together last night
in a Disney movie?
And Eve mm-hmm. says, oh yeah,
really?
And she's like, oh okay,
really?
Yeah. Anyway, so she thinks that she had a one-night stand with this attractive
woman,
yeah, who's in a funky evening gown that matches what the doll is wearing, of course.
It's
like really outrageous character. Mm-hmm. And her hair, they had to cut off her hair, and so her hair's done up so that it looks like it was snipped.
Okay.
And so it devolves into this whole like fish out of water kind of, similar to how Elf, Will Ferrell in Elf, is very naive and just like really good hearted.
Oh, okay.
It's similar to that plot.
Okay.
So Eve is very naive.
And they finally figured out that they did not have a one-night stand.
Sort of.
Okay.
She mostly thinks she's a crazy stalker for most of the day.
Oh, okay.
And Eve is just, like, really excited to be alive and is doing stuff. And then she offers her some coffee, or is like, is that coffee? I've always wanted to try coffee. Because the gist you get is that Eve was sentient the whole time that she was Grace's doll as a kid. So she's been watching her this whole time and like listening to her talk. And
what?
So she's been present the whole time and knows all her inner secrets because she was her confidant as a child.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So, cause like that's your best friend, your doll.
Okay.
Anyway, she really wanted to try coffee,
mm-hmm.
and she tried coffee and then promptly spit it out everywhere because she didn't know coffee was hot. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's
kind of like when Elf drinks coffee and makes terrible faces.
Yeah, it's basically Elf, but with Tyra Banks as a doll.
Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of Will Ferrell as an elf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, Grace thinks that Eve is a crazy stalker, mm-hmm. and like... She won't leave her alone, mm-hmm. but she has a brunch date with her friends at an all-you-can-drink mimosa place.
Of course. This is quite the... There's a lot of
drinking?
Stuff in here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And you find out it's not her employees, that she was treating them like employees, but it's her friends.
With quotation marks around the word friends.
Yeah, well, I have frenemies, I don't know.
Okay.
And you actually see a picture of them later as, like, children. Like, they've known each other for years and years and years. But she literally treats the one guy like her servant, and his last name's Butler.
No, it's not.
Yeah. And he's like, why couldn't my last name be something?
Prince or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Better. Anyway.
That's
so they're at brunch and they all meet Eve, and mm-hmm. Eve is, kind of crazy, mm-hmm. and acts funny, and also is a voracious eater.
Oh, okay.
She orders like 12 things off the menu and eats them all.
Oh.
Which is... crazy.
Yeah.
And this is when we meet the chef who comes out to like thank her for enjoying his food so much.
Oh, and yes.
He's a very attractive man.
Oh, yes.
And he thinks Eve is a very attractive lady.
Oh, really?
Who likes to eat.
Yes.
And so they kind of hit it off, and Eve learns about flirting.
Oh. Okay.
And then that's when we get into a serious existential question, because Eve kind of walks away and pulls out her Barbie phone, or Eve phone,
mm-hmm.
and it's this big plastic thing. And she calls head office.
Okay.
Eve head office.
Okay.
And on the other end of the line is another Eve doll, Tyra Banks with a different hairstyle.
Oh.
Who's, I think, supposed to be the Eve doll from the first movie,
okay.
I inferred. And is like, I don't know what to do here. Grace is kind of difficult to deal with. And the other Tyra Banks back at the home office says, well, you have to figure out something, because if they discontinue the Eve doll, then Sunnyvale or whatever, the Sunnyview where the Eve dolls are from, ceases to exist and all the Eve dolls disappear. And I'm like, wait a second. If the capitalist corporation stops making the dolls, then their universe disappears.
Whoa.
That's so messed. Like, how does that make sense?
What? So, if there's no capitalism, it's genocide?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what the theme is going for there. It's a very interesting philosophical question as to why the universe of the dolls exists as long as they're in production.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it just keep existing?
No.
As is?
No, they were going to all disappear.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. There should have been something about their field on child's love, and if they're not being made anymore,
right,
then they'll
right,
yeah, that would
right,
make
yeah,
more
yeah.
that would make more sense. But
yeah.
No, it was physically the company had to keep making them.
But I have concerns.
Yeah, anyway. So that, whatever. So that's kind of the conflict of the movie. Grace has voted to discontinue the dolls, and the dolls want to not die. So she's going to help convince her that the Eve doll is good. But she still
doesn't. But not out of the goodness of her heart. It's to save her own butt.
Well, she's also out of the goodness of her own heart.
But mostly to save her own butt.
Well, yes, but mostly for the goodness of her own heart. She would probably sacrifice herself if she could to make Grace feel better.
Okay. I have concerns.
Yeah. Anyway, so they get into a disagreement after the phone call, and
Grace and Eve?
They have a tussle on the ground, and that, of course, goes on SMZ.
TMZ?
Yeah, it's a TMZ stand-in. They also have a CNN stand-in. It's like LNN or something.
Okay. They were trying.
Yeah, I don't know. Stuff like that. So it comes out that she's like fighting with people in the street, and the board of directors is like, she's really unstable and she's got to go.
Oh.
And so there's the one good guy on the board and then the one really sleazy guy on the board.
And everyone else is coming in between.
Everyone else is like just a background face. And the sleazy guy is going to invoke a clause to get Grace out as the CEO and take over the board for himself. And they need a unanimous vote.
Can't do that if the good guy's on there.
And, well, the good guy is like really against it because he wanted to keep the Eve doll as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been like with the company and like
tradition,
like her mom. Well, he's a young guy too. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay, anyway,
he's not old, but anyway, they eventually convince him to go along with it and vote her out. Because she is kind of unstable. She's having
Fair.
All these problems with Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, I mean, fighting on the street with someone random is probably not doing her any favors.
Right. But Grace doesn't know this because she's having a lovely Christmas day with Eve at the mall with the fanciest mall Santa setup I've ever seen. they take the little girl, whatever the little girl's
nice.
Name is,
yeah.
To the mall, and they're enjoying themselves.
Plot device.
Yeah. Yeah, plot device. Little plot device. Whatever.
Okay.
And Eve, of course, has transformed into a Christmas outfit.
Of course.
Yeah. I think they take her on a makeover trip as well, because she was still in the evening gown. Yeah. And her hair was all messed up. Mm. But, there was a makeover montage at some point.
Of course there was.
Yeah. But, yeah, so they go to the mall, Santa, and then that's where they meet the cute guy from the party again.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is going to be Grace's love interest.
But, okay.
So then they go, oh, weren't you there with so-and-so? And he was like, oh, we were just there as friends. So, like, he's not, like, mm-hmm. cheating on her or something.
Suspicious.
Very suspicious. Anyway.
I call BS.
And he's there with his daughter? Sister? Sister.
Okay.
I think.
Less suspicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's there with his younger sister, who also happens to really like the Eve doll.
Ah. Okay.
And Eve is like, that's cool. My name's Eve too.
Ah.
And then the two younger girls and Eve have a really good time, and Gracie kind of gives in and has a good time at the Santa
despite
thing.
Her
because it's a really fancy Santa place. I would have a good time too. They had like real snow. They're having a snowball fight
really?
In the mall.
Really?
And like making fancy hot chocolates with whipped cream.
Oh my
and,
goodness, that sounds so cool.
And like something else with dough. I don't, a whole bunch of stuff going on.
I'm there for it.
And then they go and sit on Santa's lap. Mm. And of course, Eve is having just an amazing time because she's got the heart of a child.
Of course.
And yeah, there's some like hoodwinking stuff, hooligans going on. Mm-hmm. And it's just funny.
This is a cute Christmas moment.
Yeah, it's a cute Christmas moment, whatever. And they sing the Eve song.
Oh.
Be a Star or something. I don't know.
Okay.
And there's a big dance number.
Oh, really?
Well, a mini dance number.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Okay. I did not know you were watching a musical.
Well, it wasn't a musical. It was just, they just had a little dance number.
Okay.
Like, pop.
As one does.
Yeah. Lovely. And so then they say goodbye. Well, they almost, Grace and cute party mall guy,
mm-hmm.
They're under a mistletoe and they're talking about their feelings and they almost kiss, but then Grace is like, no, I cannot. I must go home.
Why?
I think she just like fears happiness and commitment and stuff.
Hence,
like
the partying is okay,
she has mommy issues.
Right. Actual feelings bad, partying good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's kind of like an alcoholic.
She
that fills
wanna...
her heart with booze, and it's kind of sad actually. Yeah.
Sad. She doesn't want to feel feelings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then she comes home and her friends fill her in that she's been ousted from the board. So then that brings us to our third act, where Eve and Grace have to come up with a plan to save the company, but they're not getting along anymore because Grace said something mean to Eve or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Does
Grace believe that Eve is the doll?
She eventually does because Eve knows too much.
Okay.
And she also calls her Gracie girl the whole time, which only her mom called her.
Oh, interesting.
Because mommy issues.
Mommy issues, right. Right.
Right.
This isn't cathartic at all.
Yes. And they also, at some point, run into the chef from the Mimosa restaurant again.
Also, I kind of want to go there.
He also runs an all-you-can-drink mimosa.
I'm on board
yeah,
for this.
So the funny line from that was, they walked into the brunch, and Eve said something like, where's the mimosas and you're all wearing bottoms or something? Like, what's a mimosa? Like, she didn't know what a mimosa. And then she thought it meant that you didn't have bottoms on or something. Yeah, it was silly stuff like that. That was the level of humor.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, they run into.
I think I would have liked this movie.
You might like. You should probably just watch it some night,
okay.
Like when you're bored, because you would actually probably like it.
I probably would.
And they do run into the chef again, and he's running a food truck as well, I guess, in his off time.
Sure.
And oh, it was actually at the mall Santa thing. That's where it was. They had a food truck outside that had the hot chocolates.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Sorry,
okay.
I didn't take any notes. This is all off the top of my head. It was like 3 days ago when I watched this thing.
Okay.
And they meet the chef again, and of course, Eve knows what flirting is now, and she says, well, I'm going to get some hot chocolates for the girls, and then we can flirt. And she says this out loud to the guy, and he's like, well, okay then.
How refreshingly upfront.
Yeah, basically, he's like, I've never met a woman like you.
That's fair.
Anyway, so they're getting along quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, then the whole thing happens with the board, and we get that found out. And Grace is pretty stressed out about it, and I think she says some nasty words to Eve, and they have a falling out, and Eve disappears.
Oh.
She says that she doesn't need her anymore, and she'll figure it out herself, and Eve disappears. You're supposed to think that she's turned back into a doll, I think, because she turns around 1 minute, and she's gone the next second,
oh.
Right? And Eve's gone. Oh my goodness, drama.
That is sad.
Very sad. Mean to Eve.
Don't be mean to Eve. Who's
very naive and good-hearted.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's the toy company is having a big press conference.
Okay.
And it's not at Four Seasons Total Landscaping, but it's like one step above that. It looks like kind of like the
complete landscaping.
So I don't know if you ever had Christmas concerts at your school with like one of those temporary stages.
Oh yes, all the time. We do grad on a temporary stage.
Yeah, okay. It looked like that.
Okay.
But it was supposed to be like the Big Apple press conference where the guy came out with his microphone and it was announcing the new direction for the toy company.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, Horizon Toys or
something like that.
It doesn't matter. Toy company.
Okay.
And he's going into this big spiel, and then all of a sudden, out from the wings comes Grace in a pink power suit.
Okay.
With a microphone. I'm like, what kind of crappy security do they have at this press conference?
She's wearing pink.
Where they let the former ousted disgraced CEO on the stage with a microphone.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, so plot hole aside, she's on the stage and she starts going into this uplifting speech about girl power and how she learned that her mother's legacy is actually important and they're going to reinvent the Eve doll for a new thing. She learned her lesson from Eve disappearing, right? She's like, oh, Eve was right. I should be a better person.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
I'm sure I've skipped some steps, but it doesn't really matter.
Okay, all right.
And so they go through this whole deal, and the girl... Oh, that's the step I missed. They had a sleepover to brainstorm ideas.
Okay.
With the young girls
plot
and her friends.
Oh, okay.
Who were bullying her at school, but then weren't anymore,
okay,
I guess.
Right.
And they basically...
brainstorm.
They brainstorm ideas to save Eve.
Okay.
And so then this press conference happens, and all the kids come out with their ideas to save Eve. They have the woke Eve and the LGBTQ Eve, and
is one actually called woke Eve?
Yeah, no, like literally.
I thought you were being.
She has an afro and wears a T-shirt that says woke on it.
Oh.
And, yeah. And they call her the woke Eve. And then there's like the curvy Eve, and there's a fat Eve doll. Anyway, they have a whole bunch of like inclusive Eves.
Okay. And, well, that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. And that's their fine. Idea. Mm-hmm. And then Eve herself comes back on the stage and they make up and sing a new song, new version of her old commercial jingle that she had sung in the mall. That's a rap.
No.
Yeah. So Tyra Banks is just rapping to this cheesy thing.
No.
And they do a big dance number with all the Eves dolls on the stage, and everyone's applauding. And but the new CEO that has had her ousted says,
the sleazy guy
is like, well, whatever, none of this matters, I'm CEO now, and you've got voted out. But good boardroom guy has found the evidence that sleazy boardroom guy had framed Grace's mother.
Oh, okay.
Who's in prison. Not dead.
She's in prison?
She's in prison.
Okay.
So she's been serving time for no good reason. It was actually him.
What was it, like embezzling or something?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. They didn't really go into it. I don't know. She did something. But yeah, he framed her for it.
Oh, that's... I have more concerns. Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, he gets arrested,
uh-huh,
and her mom comes out of prison.
Okay.
She was watching the press conference on LNN, and her cellmate wanted to turn the channel. She said she was going to shiver if she did that. So I'm like, maybe prison changed mom a little bit. I don't know.
Maybe.
Some issues with this movie, but that we're getting like it's all a happy ending. Yay. The company's saved. They have woke Eve to save the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Eve doll says, well, now I have to go back home. I have to become a doll again. Like, I can't live in your world and stuff like that. And Grace is very upset about this, but they're saying goodbye. But then at the press conference was Chef Guy, conveniently in his a really cheesy chef costume.
Nice, yeah.
With a little kerchief and white vest and stuff. And he's like, "You're the greatest woman in the world." And she's like, "Well, I have to go back to Sunnyview." And he's like, "Oh, is that in Arizona? I'll come with you." And she's like, "Okay."
What?
And I'm like, "Wait, what?" And he's like, "Okay." And then they hold hands and both start glowing and turn into like Barbie and Ken dolls. Yeah. So she kidnaps a dude and turns him into a doll for the rest of his life. And then there's another scene where they're in Sunnyview in like Barbie's dream home, or Eve's dream home, sorry. And she's trying to eat corn on the cob and she can't bite it. And she's like, "Oh, this is plastic." And he's like, "Oh, that's sad. Oh, well, at least we have each other." It sounds kind of like some sort of version of hell to me. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, she kidnaps this dude and turns him into a doll.
Because
she flirted with him a couple times. He didn't really know what he was getting into.
I have so many concerns. He thought she was going to Arizona.
Yeah, but thankfully he was in his cheesy chef suit, so he makes a good doll.
Oh my goodness, thank goodness. Okay, so happy Christmas. Here's some light kidnapping. Heavy kidnapping?
Heavy kidnapping.
Significant kidnapping.
Lifelong kidnapping. Oh, God. And like...
torture.
Kind of murder?
Yes. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. But there's a fun rap song.
Is it actually? Yeah. Okay. All right.
I have not done a very good job of selling this movie, but it's not as horrible as it sounds or looks. It
doesn't somehow sound very good.
So, okay. Tyra Banks makes this movie. She, like, goes into it all in. Okay. She like, has a lot of fun being Eve. So, okay. And I think that's the reason this whole movie got made, because I'm pretty sure she was the doll in the first one as well. And I think she wanted to revisit it. And
they're just like, "You're Tyra Banks, so why not?"
Really, really goes for it.
Okay.
And it's kind of cute. I don't know. It's kind of funny.
So it's better than you're making it sound.
Yeah. It's dumb, but...
Yeah, well, there's a lot of cheesy stuff in. So, you did say that I wasn't as mean to you as you thought I might be.
Well, when I first saw it, I was like, "Oh, man."
I'm so sorry for Can of Worms.
Yeah. And then I was like, watching it, I was like, this is mostly watchable. Okay. It's fine.
All right. Would you recommend people watch this?
If you're in the mood for, like, a bad movie... That's Christmas adjacent. Christmas is not really a central plot to this. There's no countdown to Christmas. The only Christmas thing is that they go sit in Santa's lap and they have their brainstorming session kind of around the Christmas tree. And then when Grace's mom is let out of prison, they all have Christmas together.
Even though it's after Christmas.
No, it's at Christmas.
I thought they were having a Christmas day. They were at the mall.
No, like a Christmas day, like an enjoyable Christmas day.
I see what you're saying.
Not.
So they do get to
not
celebrate.
Not the Christmas day.
I see. I was like, that's Christmas weird. Christmas Eve day. Okay, I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So they have Christmas as a happy family after mom's been in prison for years. And
little plot devices, mom comes home as well. So they're both solving their mommy issues. And she's like, "I've learned from you to be a better mother as well. I'm going to be more present in my daughter's life."
She's
now
learned that from the mom who's in prison?
No, from the Grace who released Better Dolls or something. I don't know. We're all better people, and
because
our mommy
Tyra
issues.
Banks rapped.
Tyra Banks rapped, so our mommy issues are solved.
Okay, and there's the title for the episode.
A little bit long, but I'll allow it.
I was mostly joking, but you know, whatever. Ho ho ho! Here's some light murder. This is an interesting festive choice.
Yeah, but yeah, I do have a lot of problems with like the philosophical questions of this movie.
Yeah,
mostly the doll universe and
its connection to
trapping men into it. Yeah. Like maybe she's like a siren, like she sings
and
leads men to their death.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Okay,
she's
a siren. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's an interesting take on a Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's a siren,
but like a nice siren.
Well, is she though? Or because nice is not always naive. Like nice and naive are not.
No, she's
synonymous.
Nice.
Is she?
Yeah.
Also, I have some questions. So, it actually makes me feel a little bit better that she ended up trapping him in his death, because I have some concerns with an adult man and a young girl, or a girl, even though she looks like a woman, who obviously has the mind of a child.
Yeah.
There's some.
But he doesn't he's not around her enough to know that. She's just good.
Fun and silly.
She's good looking and she can eat and says hi to him. So, I mean, that's all you really need at the end of the day, right? I don't know.
Interesting. Okay.
But all right. No, he doesn't spend enough time around her to observe the infantile behavior.
Okay. So that isn't presented as problematic.
No. Okay. Not that part anyway.
Okay. The murder.
Yeah.
That's her being a siren. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Final thoughts on this movie.
Well, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
What is? You're not selling this.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of bad movies.
Oh, okay. All right. So, will you do another blind date with Disney?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Was it more
fun than you were expecting?
Yeah, except okay. I think we got to do it right after I watch it so I remember it all.
Okay. All right, fair. That about wraps it up. If you have a suggestion for the next blind date with Disney that you think Brandon should watch, definitely send me a message on Instagram because he won't know.
I won't know.
And if you want to just say hi, you can also contact us on our social media or through our website.
Hi!
Hi! That is our show. Thanks to El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneyaid.wixsite.com/podcast, and you can also find a link to our social media accounts. Plus, you can email us through our website. And you can find us on Instagram at DisneyA.podcast, on Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyAPodcast. Honestly, if you search any of the social media accounts that we're on, we're not on Snapchat or...
Snappy Chats? No. Boo.
Or Boo, anything like that. But you can just search DisneyA, you'll find us. We're there. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Hawkeye and social media apps, yes. Did you know there was a Jeremy Renner app?
What?
Yeah, apparently there used to be an app called Jeremy Renner, and the icon was a picture of Jeremy Renner's face, and it was literally, it was an Instagram clone that only Jeremy Renner could post to. So you would be on Instagram looking only at Jeremy Renner photos, and you could comment on them.
What?
Strangely, it doesn't exist anymore. I don't know why.
That wasn't super successful. I understand.
Yeah, yeah. Just a random fact that you might wanted to know. I don't know.
I did not know that. What else would be good? What other actors would be good apps? Scarlett Johansson, speaking of Marvel.
She's not on social media,
no,
so.
She's not.
Yeah.
She could have her own.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find Disney A episodes on your favorite podcast streaming platforms or on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. It helps others find us. It helps us out. It's awesome. So be awesome. Especially Apple Podcasts, but really, whatever you're listening to us on, just takes a second. But, like, say, yay, Disney.
5 stars. Woo! Best podcast ever.
How many R's is ever?
I mean, two to three minimum.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, cool.
And you gotta put the period after it.
Or exclamation point.
Just period. Oh, is the proper format for that.
For the 2 to 3 R's. Okay, good to know. So you still have a couple days if you'd like a Christmas card to do that. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney A as well. And we're back on Magic the Mouse Radio. We're back.
We were on holiday. Well, Magic the Mouse Radio was on holiday. Yeah. We were not on holiday.
No.
We don't get holidays.
Well, I'm sure we could.
I don't know.
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you can listen to us on Magic the Mouse Radio on most radio station apps at 3 p.m. Eastern. Next week, we're going to keep the whole festive thing alive.
Month long.
Oh. So, last year, we imagined some Christmas gifts for some Disney villains. This year...
Didn't turn their ways around
like
we hoped.
No, we tried. Yeah, we tried. We thought some festive spirit would help. Did not work.
We didn't rap. That was the problem.
Well, what the heck? Tyra Banks?
Yeah.
Man. Now we know. Mm-hmm. Now we know. Well, these guys, this time we're going to do Disney sidekicks. So we don't really need to turn the way around. We just want to give them some recognition.
Yeah, they're kind of like the underrated
exactly
parts of those movies anyway. So,
question. Do we need to rap for Disney sidekicks?
No.
Because they're already good.
They're already good. They're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If you have a sidekick that you really want us to include, make sure you message us on Instagram especially, or of course through our website. So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Till that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Tyra Banks raps, so our mommy issues are solved.
Okay.